As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome to our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Book your Memorial Day stay today. You will love being there for Memorial Day. All you got to do is just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Remember, Memorial Day is right around the corner. Summer's here. We'll be there June 20th for our first live show, so mark your calendar. Just heard that. Obviously, very, very emotional mom at the White House press briefing. You could hear a pin drop when she was done speaking, and there were no questions from the White House press corps. So the press secretary and Mrs. Morin left the room. And incredibly emotional. And she pointed out that this guy Garcia, who's been painted in the media as this Maryland father, there was a restraining order against him twice as he was accused of physically abusing his wife on two different occasions. Nevertheless, Chris Van Hollen, the senator from Maryland, is down there. He was denied the request to meet with him in the prison. It's important to note the United States of America is paying El Salvador money to take prisoners, and they have a 1-year agreement with him. So that context is important in the sense of the matter is not just as simple as some have made it out to be, where El Salvador says, well, we're not releasing them because we made a deal with El Salvador. So my point to you is that the scenario the administration has, if the Supreme Court ultimately orders the return of him or the return of him from El Salvador, because he was not supposed to be deported to El Salvador, and the administration has a legal binding agreement with El Salvador to take our prisoners, it's very simple. All they have to do is just take him back to America and then deport him somewhere else. But obviously, the deportation order against him still stands. The deportation order says that he can't be deported to El Salvador, but the deportation order still stands. So the best scenario, the only scenario this guy has, the only chance this guy has, is just that he's deported to another country. But there's no chance of him returning to the United States. So the Supreme Court may say that since the administration has a legally binding agreement with El Salvador in which we're paying them to take prisoners, therefore the administration then, because they are party to this agreement, has to then facilitate his return, expedite his return, or whatever word they use to make it very binding. Then the administration only has to just load him on a plane, fly him back, and then deport him someplace else. And that's it. That's it. So, I mean, I don't know what – I really don't understand what the master play here is for the Democrats. I don't really know what they're trying to gain from this. I don't really know what they think they're going to go, whether it's Count Grantangelo, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band, who apparently is on his way. I don't know if he's there yet. I haven't heard from him. Has he been – pontificating? I mean, usually if Cory Booker is out of place, he doesn't stop talking. So, and he doesn't let anybody else steal the limelight. So maybe he's on his way. I don't know. Maybe the microphone broke. Chris Van Hollen's getting all the attention. But and apparently other Democrats are going down there, too. I just don't know what the play here is for them. This is I don't know why you want to be on the side of a guy who's like a wife beating MS-13 gang member who had a standing legal order of deportation against him, who had all the due process in the world. I don't know what the upside is to this. I can't figure this out. I really can't. The stupidity of Democrats and their politics just perplexes me. It really does. But hey, you know, it's their party. So, I mean, you know, knock yourselves out. Was the attack on Governor Josh Shapiro's home motivated by anti-Jewish hate? Appears to be so. And I'll give props to our buddy Bill Devlin, Pastor Bill Devlin, for calling this out the day it happened. And the day it happened, I said, I don't want to rush to judgment because I never do that. I always wait for the facts to come out. Facts have come out, but he called it. Good for him. He had the foresight to call this. Turns out that this lunatic who attacked the governor's mansion with Molotov cocktails, according to police, he targeted Shapiro as an act of vengeance for the governor's pro-Israel politics. So that should obviously show you where this whack job stands in the political scheme of things. He's part of a long list of lefties who are attacking people because of their politics, whether it's people attacking Tesla dealerships or people attacking Israeli students at colleges or Jewish governors in their governor's mansions for their pro-Israel policies. The suspect, Cody Ballmer, called 911 following the attack early Sunday, identified himself by name, told operators Shapiro needs to know that he will not take part in his plans for what he wants to do with the Palestinian people, to the Palestinian people. He said he needed to stop having my friends killed and that our people have been put through too much by that monster. Ballmer's intonation and cadence sounded like he was possibly reading from a script. He wasn't coy in his conversation with the 911 dispatcher. He pledged to stay put and await his arrest, at which point he would confess to everything. But not because he was repentant. The suspect appeared to believe that he had somehow put out some righteous blow for justice, and he seems convinced that the community of pro-Palestinian activists would celebrate his actions and martyrdom. This is from Penn Live and from National Review. That's not an unreasonable bet. It was the incentive structure that convinced him to execute a pro-Palestinian terrorist attack on U.S. soil against the governor of Pennsylvania. It is an unexceptional expression of the violent passions that typify anti-Israel activism, whether it takes place in the West Bank, Western Europe streets and synagogues, or America's college campuses. And Democratic politicians have established for themselves an extensive record. This is Noah Rothman writing this, an extensive record of claiming the acts of political violence can be traced back to the rhetoric exhibited by their Democratic opponents. I mean, I told you, you know, Shapiro was not picked to be the running mate, thank God, of Kamala Harris. I don't really think it would have changed much, but I mean, he wasn't picked because he's Jewish. Bottom line, the Democrat Party is filled with anti-Semitic Jew hatred. That is a fact. They were worried about losing votes in Michigan if Shapiro was on the ticket, and that's why he wasn't picked. And you can come up with a million other reasons for it. Oh, she was more comfortable with Tim Walz, blah, blah, blah. Shapiro made all these demands, blah, blah, blah. It was all window dressing. He would never had a chance of getting picked because he's Jewish. And the Democrat Party has an anti-Semitic problem. They have an anti-Israel problem. And if they think they're going to run AOC and Bernie Sanders, who've been out there openly saying that Israel commits genocide, good luck. I mean, I don't know why, how it is that American Jews continue to vote for this political party is beyond me. How Josh Shapiro could remain a part of that party is beyond me. A party that openly embraces this is insane. But it's a party that won't condemn violence. And, you know, they'll condemn violence against the governor's mansion. Now that they know the motive behind the guy, will they speak out against that? That's what I'm wondering. Will they speak out against that or not? Because so far, I've noticed the story has gotten very little attention. Now that we know the motive behind this guy's attempts to burn down the governor's mansion and kill Shapiro, and he said he would have attacked him with a hammer. Now, look, he's obviously nuts, but you got to be nuts to do things like this. But you could be nuts, but also motivated by your hatred of a Jewish person. You could be nuts, but motivated by your hatred of policies towards Israel. Like, more than one thing could be true at the same time. He's got a friggin' screw loose, obviously, but it doesn't change the fact that he was motivated by the fact that Shapiro's Jewish and pro-Israel. So then it's also a hate crime, and I wonder if he'll be charged accordingly with a hate crime, because I would imagine under federal statute, the Democrats are always talking about all their hate crimes and everything else. I imagine this would rise to that level. We shall see. We'll see if the story even gets any coverage after this has come out. In other news that's happening today, the Secretary of Health, Bobby Kennedy, has come out and said he wants to find the reason behind autism rates in the United States of America, saying the autism epidemic is real. Oh, you know, before I do that, let me just play Governor Josh Shapiro. Actually, he spoke about this, about the violence and everything else. He visited Hershey, Pennsylvania on Wednesday, and his first public appearance since the fire, and he condemned the political violence, and he was asked about this guy, Cody Ballmer, possibly being motivated by the fact that Shapiro's Jewish and motivated by the anti-Israel hatred. This is what the governor of Pennsylvania said, cut number one.
Said after the assassination attempt on the president at Butler, in Butler, I said in Altoona after we captured the individual who shot and killed the U.S. healthcare CEO. And I said on Sunday that this kind of violence has no place in our society, regardless of what motivates it. This is not how we resolve our differences. And this is not okay. This level of violence has to end. And it has to be roundly condemned by everyone, both political parties, people from all different walks of life. It's not okay. So the prosecutors will ultimately determine what motivated this. The district attorney and the Department of Justice can comment on that further. But right now, I think what we're trying to do is find the good in society, not be deterred from our work, not be deterred from practicing our faith proudly, and to continue to move forward, as parents, and continue to move forward as governor and first lady.
Okay, it's not both sides. It's not both sides. It's not. Okay, and I'm tired of this both sides nonsense. It's not both sides. It's your side. It's your side, Gov. It's your side. Sorry, but it is. I mean, that's the reality. Okay, it's your side that has the violence, and it's your side that has crazy people that commit violence, and it's your side that has these lunatics on college campuses and throwing Molotov cocktails at your house and throwing Molotov cocktails at Teslas. It's not my side, it's your side. It's not our side, it's your side. It's not both sides. And it's exactly like what I said after Butler when I was on Fox News at 3:50 a.m. It is not both sides, and I'm tired of this both sides crap, okay? That is the stuff, it's called pablum. It's meaningless words. It means nothing. It is not both sides out there committing acts of violence in the streets in the name of their politics. It is the left, period. It is the left. It is not the left and the right. It is not Republicans and Democrats. It is Democrats, period. Whether it's Antifa, whether it's the people going after Teslas, whether it's these pro-Palestinian lunatics like this guy motivated by this. And it's not my what has my side done? Exactly. What have we done? Did we try to kill Trump? No. Did we try to throw a Molotov cocktail in Shapiro's house? No. Are we out there blowing up electric vehicles because we don't like the fact that they're mandated? No. What are we doing? What have we done? And yet for years, we've heard the same nonsense from them about domestic violent extremism being a bunch of white guys in Cabela's hats going fishing with their guns and their Bibles and all the nonsense, the lies that were told by the Department of Justice. They went after moms at school board meetings, Catholics praying in Latin at mass. They went after all these different groups of conservative leaning people, people praying outside of abortion clinics, raiding their homes and arresting them. We have done nothing. This side has done nothing. I'm not saying that there's not lunatics out there who have some sort of, you know, anti-government right-leaning, but they're not doing anything. And the government keeps trying to make it out like they're about to strike and about to attack the country. Like tomorrow's, they want every day to be January the 6th. The one time that there was going to be potentially a kidnapping plot against Gretchen Whitmer, we find out that it were just a bunch of guys saying nonsense. And the only reason why there was even a motivation to actually convert those words into action was because of an undercover FBI operative who was there. So give me a freaking break about this whole both sides nonsense. And frankly, I don't consider anybody that thinks kidnapping a governor to be on my side of the aisle anyway. So it's not both sides, and knock it off. with that. But they got to say this, and I hear this all the time in the media too. Both sides have to cool it with the rhetoric. You know what? If you're out there saying that Israel's committing genocide, if you're out there saying Trump's Hitler, if you're out there saying that Elon Musk is a Nazi, wants to bring Nazism, if you're out there saying all these things, you are saying the words that some lunatic with a screwball, some with a screw loose is going to hear and think, I've got to go stop Hitler. I've got to go stop the rise of the Third Reich. I got to go out there and stop the symbols of Nazism. I got to stop people that support the genocide of people. You are motivating people because you're using words that make crazy people think they're on the right side. This is not about heated political rhetoric. Okay. I can't be responsible if somebody takes words out of context, like we're going to take back our country, we're going to fight for the republic, we're going to have a political revolution. If some lunatic hears those words and takes them out of context, I'm not responsible for that, and neither is anybody who says those words on the Democrat side. So when Bernie Sanders is out there screaming about his taking down capitalism and all the other stuff, somebody hears that and commits violence, that's on them. That's not on the speaker. But when you're out there saying that Israel's committing genocide, and you're out there saying that Trump's Hitler, and you're out there saying Elon Musk is a Nazi, and he's out there to destroy people, you are giving a green light to somebody to do something that they think is the morally right thing to do, which is to stop a genocidal maniac. So figure that out. Understand that lesson. I don't know what else we have to do to make it clear to the left that that's the lesson they need to learn here. I don't know what else there is. I don't know what else there is to say. Butler clearly wasn't enough. So I guess almost burning down Shapiro's house, maybe that'll be enough to convince them maybe it's not both sides. Maybe it's your side that has a problem. Your side, your party, and what your party condones and allows in terms of speech and everything else. And what it won't condone. Like when Schumer runs and won't condone the violence against Tesla, but we'll go out and rip on Elon Musk. So give me a break, all right? Give me a freaking break. All right, so here's Bobby Kennedy talking about autism and what he wants to do about the autism rates in America. This is cut number two from today at the Department of Health and Human Services press conference. Cut two.
In 2009, the California State Legislature charged the Mind Institute at UC Davis with because this myth was already becoming pervasive, the myth of epidemic denial, was already becoming pervasive in the mainstream media, the California legislature directed the Mind Institute of UC Davis to answer the question. And Irva Hertz-Picciotto is a highly esteemed, revered scientist, neurology, and epidemiologist, came back with a definitive answer. The epidemic is real. Only a very, very small portion of it can be changed, can be charged a better recognition or better diagnostic criteria. I want to say a couple of other things. There are many, many other studies that affirm this. And instead of listening to this canard of epidemic denial, all you have to do is start reading a little science, because the answer is very clear. And this is catastrophic for our country. There's a recent study by Blaxall et al. And a team of other researchers that said that the cost of treating autism in this country by 2035, so within 10 years, will be $1 trillion a year. This is added to already astronomical health care costs. And then there's an individual injury. These are kids that, this is a preventable disease. We know it's an environmental exposure. It has to be. Genes do not cause epidemics. They can provide a vulnerability. You need an environmental toxin. And Irva Hertz-Picciotto pointed out that because of this mythology, that the amount of money and resources put into studying genetic causes, which is a dead end, has been historically 10 to 20 times the amount spent by NIH and other agencies to study environmental factors.
Let me jump in here for a second here. The issue, of course, obviously, is coming to an understanding of what's causing this. And then using the powers of HHS and the FDA and the CDC and everything to tackle this issue. It's amazing it hasn't been done before, isn't it? It really is amazing that it hasn't been done up until this point. And the secretary is very passionate about this. He's obviously passionate about a lot of things. He was also asked today about, is ADHD overprescribed? The answer, of course, we all know is yes. There's way, way too much ADHD for the population. I'm not saying ADHD is not a thing. God knows I have it. But I'm just saying it's way too big for the population. He also addressed that point as well today in saying that. But I'm just glad that he's asking the questions, and I'm glad that he's finally raising these points about looking into this. It's just amazing to me with the rates of autism in this country, how we have not had this conversation before. It really is. It's really amazing. And he talked about toxins, and he talked about the increased risk for young boys and autism. And he reiterated his promise to follow the science and looking at all things environmental and whatever other factors, toxins there may be. And I say good. I applaud that. Thanks to our buddy Steve Pacaraduni. If you've not heard, he's been on the radio very frequently on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD every weekend, joining Barry Sable on Sundays. And it's a great show. You guys should definitely tune in and listen to it. He sent me this. Congressman Jeff Van Drew has announced that the Empire Wind Project is dead, DOA. This is great news for whales and great news for dolphins. Congressman Van Drew announcing that following his direct engagement with the Department of the Interior, the Department of Commerce, and the Department of Justice, the Empire Wind Project off the coast of New York and New Jersey will be ordered to halt construction. Wonderful news. Goodbye to the wind turbines. Now, there's other projects, too, but this is a big one. I have worked closely with these federal agencies to expose the problems with this project, and now they are taking action. This order is a direct result of the project being rushed through the approval process without proper analysis or coordination with the appropriate agencies, particularly regarding its potential impacts. I have said from the beginning, these projects were pushed through too fast and without proper oversight, and now the evidence is undeniable. I was proud to help craft President Trump's day one executive order to pause these projects and fully examine their impacts, and now we are ensuring that authority is respected. This order is a significant step in not only stopping this project, but also others just like it that were recklessly approved by the previous administration. Bravo to Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Outstanding. Great news. Great work right there. And this is a great time for me to tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because now we can enjoy that beautiful ocean view on the fifth floor ballroom for our next show, June 20th, and not have to worry about seeing thousands of these monstrosities that will destroy the view and kill whales and dolphins. So thank God for President Trump and Jeff Van Drew and the other leaders who have fought this battle. My buddy Mike Donahue. The list is too long to name, but great people have worked really hard on this to kill this. And the fight's still not over, but we're making a lot of progress here. But the Grand Hotel is where you should think about booking your June midweek stay. The longer you stay, the more you save. That's right. The longer you stay, the more you save at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And if you stay a whole week, you're going to get resort credits that you can use. I mean, every day you stay, you'll get more resort credits. But you stay a whole week, you're going to get $80 a day in resort credits that you can use. Hemingway's Restaurant, great breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, gift shop. You can use those resort credits to get whale watching boat passes. Take your family on a whale watching boat cruise, and you don't have to worry about watching them wash up dead on shore. It's a beautiful thing. Plus, that fifth floor ballroom where we do our show is a great place to have weddings, baby showers, bridal events, corporate events. The Grand Hotel is also known for being the beachfront wedding destination in New Jersey. Reach out to my friend Caitlin today. She'll book your special event, make all your dreams come true. You know, the Grand Hotel has an outdoor heated pool and an indoor heated pool. So if it rains, you don't have to worry because there's something for the kids to do. And with a restaurant right on site, it's great. It really is the resort you want to be this summer. So go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and make your summer vacation plans today. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So, every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, Minnie gave us an updated version of the Zioli action figure, but you know, they made me a real one years ago, a 3D version, an actual physical Zioli army action figure, but that's down in the basement home studio. I'm in the GIMP home studio today because of my foot, which tomorrow is the follow-up appointment with the doctor, so we'll find out if I can actually start walking on it. I'll still be in a boot, but that would be nice, especially before we go to California, because, well, there's a couple things to update you on. So tomorrow is my last show for the year. No, just for the till after a while, because I'm off Friday. I got to go to New York. We're taping Jimmy Fallon's Fox News Saturday Night Show, and then I'm going to be on Ingram Engel, that show. And then next week, we're away in California because I was asked to do the PragerU Book Club. I'm really excited about this. I'm going to sit down with Michael Knowles, and we're talking about the book Animal Farm. And I've got to make sure I find time to read it between now and Wednesday, because that's when the interview is about the book. And I don't want to pull a George Costanza and not know anything about the book because I just watched the movie. So I'm going to make sure I make time to read that. But that we got a lot of exciting things to do. And Dana Perino invited me back on her show Monday morning, but I can't be there Monday because I'll be away. But how cool is that? 2 weeks in a row. So then I'll be on the next Monday. So Minnie updated the action figure to reflect the fact with a water bottle that says, ask me when I'll be on Fox News. So we'll load that up for you to watch on the YouTube chat in just a moment as well. But I don't understand. You got them both? Oh, so you got that? All right, so let's put the picture up. Thank you to Minnie for updating this with my shameless plug accessory item. I guess that would be called an accessory item, I think, right? There you go. Look at that. And at the bottom is a water bottle. And if you click on it, it says, ask me. Ask me when I'm going to be on Fox News. Very good. You don't have to ask me because I just tell you. I just tell you. You know what I mean? So, because it's shameless. Shameless self-promotion. Shameless self-promotion. All right. I don't understand Democrats doubling down on stupidity. I really don't. James Carville says it's time to break up. Before I play that clip, I want to play for you the Maine's Attorney General. They're doubling down on keeping biological males in playing against women in sports and using their locker rooms, et cetera. I don't understand politically why they're doing this. I don't get it. This is stupid politics. But here they are doing this. So here's Maine's Attorney General, cut 23.
If any problem really exists with the participation, if some of the harms that are being alleged really are of some concern, then what we've identified is there are no concerns of safety. There are no concerns about individuals who are just choosing which gender they want to give themselves in order to participate. So that too is really after a lot of work of trying to figure out whether or not there's any issue here that warrants this intrusion by the federal government into what's going on in Maine schools.
Okay. Why are you doubling down on this? I don't understand. This is stupid. The other day you heard this situation where Anderson Cooper addressed a woman as she, and she stood up and said, it's they, them. It's they, them, actually. They, them. James Carville says it's time to break up with the left. The Democrat Party needs to break up with the left because they're just insane. So here's what Carville said. Now they're going to say to him, thanks, okay, boomer, and call him an old geezer and an old white dude and mock him. All right, I'll listen to him. But this is what he said. Take a listen.
I can't really understand these people. But they believe that the highest title you can have is your pronoun. They believe that they are the wave of the future. They believe, and have said it multiple times, that there are tens of millions of sleeper people out in the country that are just waiting for the true progressive argument to be activated at the sound of the trumpet of real left-wing identity. Of course, to me, the only thing they reimagine is how to go in the ditch. The only thing I'd ask is just don't use the word Democratic in any title that you have, because most Democrats that I know to run for office don't want you, your name, don't want you to be part of the deal.
You know, they're never going to listen to him. They're nuts. They're crazy. And they keep losing. And that's why AOC is now the darling of the left. and she's raising all this money. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the leader of the squad. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Have you seen a dentist yet? It's spring. We're almost to picture season. Plus, you got to see a dentist twice a year. It's good for your health. So do that today. VeneriaDental.com. She's raised about $10 million in 3 months, smashing her own fundraising records. And the buzz is building around Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's future. Buzz. She and Bernie are going out there to all these rallies, you know. And I tell you what, if there's a primary, she probably wins. The only chance of her losing is if the Democrat Party steps up to stop her because they can't control her. But maybe they can. Maybe they think she can. Maybe they think that she'd be a puppet for them, in which case then they would let her get the nomination. Otherwise, they would manipulate it against her, just like they did with Bernie. But think of how extreme she is, and she's the darling of the left, and she's the one raising all the money. And then you think about how Gavin Newsom is trying to find his way, turning around right now and doing his podcast and trying to understand bro culture and blah, 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 all the nonsense, right? And you think about how you've got Gretchen Whitmer going to the White House and hiding her face because she doesn't want anyone to see her around Trump. Josh Shapiro's out there talking about both sides. Let me tell you something. None of them can really win the primary because the Democrat Party, to Carville's point, is still led by crazy people who want people like AOC in charge. And the Rashida Tlaibs and the Ilhan Omars, and you've got a real problem with that group because that's also the very same group that's out there screaming about Israel committing genocide and wouldn't want a guy like Josh Shapiro running in the first place because he's Jewish. And they're refusing to condemn the violence against Tesla and everything else. They have a problem with crazy people. And what Carville's saying is they got to break up with the crazy. You don't just break up with crazy. Try it. If anyone who's ever dated a crazy person knows it's not that simple. You come home, there's a bunny boiling on your stove. It's not easy. Breaking up with crazy takes time. Trust me on this one. I had a long pattern of dating crazy Matt DeSantis before I got married. Long pattern of dating crazy. I could write a whole book on it. I even told my buddy, I'm not going to name his name, but he was dating crazy. And I told him that when he breaks up with crazy, crazy's going to keep coming around. And sure enough, crazy keeps finding a way to keep coming around. So I'm just saying, you know.
Well, to your point, I don't think things are going to get better for the Democrat Party anytime soon, because there was also that big story recently that David Hogg, the Democrat National Committee Vice Chair, is now pledging to upend Democrats in primaries who are considered in safe districts just because he doesn't agree with them politically. 100%. He likes a more progressive candidate.
So
I can't
David
imagine
Hogg,
that goes well.
The anti-gun guy, David Hogg, he's going to go after moderate Democrats.
Exactly. Some of whom apparently are considered to be in safe districts.
Interesting. And again, they're not moderate from my perspective, but certainly from the perspective of how crazy the Democrat Party is, you'd call them a moderate. Like Josh Gottheimer, for example, is he on the list?
I didn't see the list. He very well could be. I'm not entirely sure.
I'm curious about that. I'm curious about the Democrats that are on the list. It doesn't surprise me because any Democrat who comes out and says he's a moderate or identifies as wanting to be bipartisan or and it says any of those words, those are trigger words for a guy like David Hogg to go after them.
It seems like an incredible waste of resources, but go ahead, give it a shot.
Yeah, knock yourselves out. But you can't break up with crazy. It's not that easy. And speaking of rabbit, it makes a great dish. You know, it's peasant food. But at the same time, if you got a kid's but you don't want the kid's bunny boiling on the stove. You know what I mean? So.
Especially not at Easter time.
No, definitely not. No, wrong choice of cuisine this time of year. You know what I mean? All right. You got to take a quick break. I want to tell you, though, about excuse me. I'll tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, because if you've not seen a dentist yet this year, you have to do it. It's very important to your dental health that you go see a dentist. There's all this research about your gut microbiome and the connection to your mouth health. And there's also research about how your heart health is impacted too. Plus, don't you want a beautiful smile? We're coming into wedding season and birthday, summer vacations, all those great pictures. Of course you want a beautiful smile. Dr. Mike Veneria, for 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years, has been recognized as a master of dental implants among his peers. Other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike for complicated dental work, like, for example, dental implants. So if you need an implant, if you need any complicated dental work, if you've had a consultation already with somebody else, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. You'll love the people in the office. They're wonderful, and there's great music playing, and there's two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So all you got to do to make your appointment is go to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com, or call them at 856-786-2020. Look, you deserve a beautiful smile, and there's no one better than Dr. Mike to give it to you. 10 years in a row, rated as a top dentist in New Jersey, and people who have been going there for decades can tell you the level of care and expertise is second to none, period. He's my dentist. He's my friend. He's the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Today's been a day, very emotional press conference earlier with Rachel Morin, the mother of that young woman who was killed by an illegal immigrant in Maryland. Very emotional, very moving, no doubt about it. In the 6 o'clock hour, I got to get into a couple other things with you, including this really crazy report on all of the things the CIA has been doing. You know, as part of the declassification of the Kennedy files, we're finding out all this stuff the Central Intelligence Agency has been up to. Really remarkable reporting in the New York Post today that I want to share with you. And I got to get into Letitia James, too. Tish James, and what this investigation into her and the mortgage fraud is all about. So we're going to do that as well. We still have a lot of show left to go, but I appreciate you being part of it today. And I appreciate all the great commentary. Look, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens with regards to Harvard and all these other schools. But the breaking news on this now is that they're now trying to take away their status as being tax exempt, because these schools have, number one, so much money. That's number one. They have so much money. And then the second thing is that they are really using their institutions for political purposes. So that battle is going to be happening as well in the days and weeks to come. But, you know, like I've said, none of these schools need to take federal money. None of these schools need to be engaged in that if they want to be separate from it. I don't have time to play the clip right now, but Whoopi Goldberg even said, maybe we should not have a Department of Education. Wow, shocking. All right, so big fourth and final hour straight ahead. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. Great people at Emmons. Matt and Stephanie, they are dedicated to your customer satisfaction. And each and every one of my listeners gets 10% off inflation relief discount. That's 10% off of roofing, siding, Anderson windows, doors, and more. Emmons even has a bathroom remodeling division. That's right. And yes, Emmons remodeled my bathroom in our old house, and they did a fantastic job. It was great. My wife was so happy. So what are you waiting for? They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And not only will your home look great again, but it's going to be able to withstand the elements. It'll be more energy efficient and look great from the curb. Emmons is a real deal. They hire only the best people. They use only the best products. And 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Listen, I've been using Emmons for over 10 years in two different houses that we've owned, and I've been happy every single time. So 10% off Anderson windows, doors, siding, and of course a roof. Get a free roof inspection. They'll never tell you you need a roof if you don't. But if you do, you'll have a lifetime warranty on that roof with the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.